Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
I'll tell you something interesting. Something interesting about guys sitting far away. Shaya, if ever in a speech you're trying to scream, it's a loud room, somebody's talking, you're trying to scream, kimat the whole speech, the ability to speak, kimat is non-existent, kimat. I don't speak in the dining room by sudas. Any type of public speaking, you want to maintain that we're talking together. There's nothing wrong with being prepared, having things you want to say, but you want to be present when you speak. I want to like feel what I'm saying. I don't want to be a talking, my kids call it talking head. If you're screaming, I want to say you're screaming, it's very, very hard to be present. A lot of a speaker, there's something called tonality. Tonality is when a speaker goes higher and lowers and excited. That's a normal thing. You're not always excited when you speak. There's a point that gets you fired up and that. A lot of listening to a speech is the tonality. Up, down. Automatically, Ellie, you're screaming. Somebody's back. Rabbi, you're trying to scream. You can't be present. It's like you're just tense, like trying to get out something. So it helps if the chevra's closer, helps. I want to welcome Ellie back. Ellie Kaplan back to the show. I want to express on Ellie that his own journey is a beautiful journey, like really, really beautiful. Every single thing we speak about, the beauty of whatever, that somebody can have an honest journey, like find what he likes, finds what he doesn't like, finds what like attaches to his soul. The way Ellie is processing and has processed his story is like magical. It doesn't mean the goal of whatever is not, you're not like there when you graduate. It's a lifelong, and a neshama on this earth should be here a long time. It's a very beautiful thing in Hashem here, but we're capable of like finding real spaces, of finding things out, figuring things out. We have a beautiful light, and it's a beautiful journey, the Hashem here. I just appreciate the honesty, the way he's processing his story in a very, very beautiful way. So it's very exciting. You're back. We're happy. You're plugged in again. What I want to do, Ellie, today, Jamie, Yaakov, I want to put our minds together to really study. There's a Rashi I've been bothered by before. I'll be honest, the Parsha this year, I was studying different things on Parsha's told us. I did not think about this year. I am not here to tell you something I thought of a different year. A lot's gone on over the year. I want to try to study something. I would do this if nobody was here today. I would do this myself. I want to think about something. I'm asking the Chevra to please help me. There's a Rashi I want to study, I'm curious about. I'd like to study it with the guys. We come from the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's where we come. That's our makeup. To study them is to study yourself. Understand in general, understanding your parents is a big part of understanding yourself. Today, there's a lot of awareness. Do you know if a person's parents have trauma, you see signs? If a father went through certain traumas, you know the kid will have all the signs. It's called intergenerational trauma. If a father went through very serious things, I don't know if I have to speak it out. You could see signs in the son. The son didn't even go through that trauma because he lives with his father. What's in the father? In the Torah, there's a line, Maisa Avos Siman Labanim. Study the Avos and you'll know about us. The story of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov is our story. So it's just kedai to study the Avos, to understand the Avos. You learn a lot about what's in us. And I want to study Yaakov Avinu, a specific point about Yaakov Avinu that seems to be quite a central point in his life. Yaakov is the Av of Chesed, the Av of Emes, Titein Emes LeYaakov. Yaakov Avinu and Emes is a big sugya. Now, when it says about Yaakov Avinu, it says, Vayigdulu Ana'arim. The youth, two twins got older, Yaakov and Esav. Vayesav Ishyay Deyatzayin. Esav's Yodeya Tzayid, he knows how to be Tzayid. Literal means he knows how to trap. He's a trapper. Ish Sadeh, man of the field. Yaakov Ish Tam. Yaakov has Tmimus, Yoyshev Oilim, and he sits and learns. Tmimus and sits and learns. Esav is Tzayid and Ish Asadeh. What does Sayyid mean, says Rashi? Yedei Atzayid Lotzud V'Liramais Es Aviv B'Pit. He's a trickster. Esav is smooled with the tongue, and he knows how to be Mirame, his father. He tricks his father, and what does he do? V'Shoyla, he asks his father, Abba, Heich Ma'asun Es HaMelech V'Es HaTevin. How do you take off Ma'isu of Melech and Tevin? He fools his father. A lot of trickery. Kispar Aviv Shumidaktek B'Mitzvahs. He sells his father that he's a big medaktek on mitzvahs. Esav's a smooth talker, and he fools his father. He tricks his father. As an aside, there's not what I don't want to focus too much on Esav. I do want to say Esav fools his father. He has from speak to his father. All of us learned this as kids. It's just a sick liar, a sicko. He does bad things, and he presents himself as a good person. There's probably degrees. There's some degree of that. Svarim bring the Rabbonim of Pshischa. I believe it was from Rabbonim, but I saw in Svarim that bring what he did that he tricked his father. The Medrash brings that Esav had incredible kibbutz. Esav had meyerdik a kibbutz. He was a mechabit his father. Chazal describes specifically one act that he used to do for Kibarav. He would put on special begadim to serve his father. Amazing. He'd wear special begadim to serve his father. That's what Esav did. He wore beautiful begadim. Tzaddik. He wore nice begadim to serve his father. What Svarim bring, and that's like remarkable Kibarav aim. What an honor. Could you imagine every time we serve our parents, you put on a nice garment for your parent? It's quite the tzidkus. Nazil, impressive. Every time Kibarav, from the most important mitzvahs, respect the parents. When he would serve his parents, he would wear a special garment.
What does that mean? Because at least for me, when I'm not like setting time every day at 2 o'clock, I'm helping my parents, is they're asking me.
Amazingly, he would quickly get dressed like a wild thing. The simple picture, Azriel, his father would ask, probably say, 1 minute, Dad, and he'd wear something. It was like a kara to serve your father. You're born for this. So the simple meaning, Shaya, is he would wear nice clothing. Now, Azriel says, is it always kibarav aim to do that? If it takes longer, so I guess he would have to weigh that. But typically, he would wear special garments to serve his father. That's what Esav typically would do. We've discussed this before, and I'm going to say this fast. And this is a word I always say. It's not a word. I always, if you want to describe Waterbury, Shai, if you want to describe Waterbury to somebody, I say this to every single interview practically. So I end up saying it about 6 times a week these days. There are a lot of interviews coming. When I describe the yeshiva, what is Waterbury? What's Waterbury trying to be? So I describe the word. This is called clothing. It's called clothing. What is this? A beged. It's a beged. Begadim. What strikes you on the word beged? Shaya, we explain always. Is this a table? No. Is this a hand? No. Is this a nose? No. Is this an ear? No. Absolutely not. It's called that. There's nothing about this that's an EAR. It's called an ear. We want to speak, so we make up a name for this. And when we say ear, we both picture this. We think about this. It's not an ear. If you want to know what it is, Lashon Kodesh Shema Etzem. It's not called a shulchan. It is a shulchan. It's called a table. It is a shulchan. This is called a hand. What is it? It's a yodalad. What do you know about somebody who's called a dad? Shaya? Not your father. He's called a dad. What do you know about him? That he has kids. You know one. Somebody's called a dad. What do you know about him? His children. What is he? Av, an aleph who became a bez. He's not called an av. He's an av. An av is an aleph who became bez. Ben, he's not called an av. He's an av. An aleph who became bez. You know what I'm saying, Shai? This a yad. This is not called a yad. It's a yad. So, begadim is what it is, beis gimel dalid. What's striking, Shai, about the word beis gimel dalid? Where's the aleph in a row? And where's the aleph? Aleph is the essence. Hashem's called Alufa Shalom. Beged is missing the Aleph. It's not the thing. It covers the thing. It's missing the Aleph. It's not the thing itself. If it was the thing, it wouldn't be Begadim. Begadim covers the thing. So Begadim is not the thing. It covers the thing. What else does Beis Gimel Dalet mean? Treachery. Avram Abayigate is a traitor. In Eretz Yisrael, Begida is treachery. Now, in English, hand and and I have no shaykhs because it's not a hand. If beged means clothing and treachery, they're the exact same thing. Spiritually, to be a traitor and clothing is the same thing. Why is it the exact same thing? Is this traitor is disconnected to the melech, to the aleph. And clothing is disconnected to the aleph. They're the same thing spiritually. It's what you're portraying, not who you are. Somebody wants to understand Waterbury. It's B'li Begadim. It's B'li Begadim. There's a lot of Begadim, the way we like present it. Begadim as a space. Begadim is how you portray, what you show others, what you present. That's Beged. And there's a place for Beged. But when Reb Nachman says, when there are a lot of Nisyanis, you got to find, what am I? B'li Begadim. Waterbury is a Metzias, B'li Begadim. Who are you? What resonates? What's your inside? What's your journey? What's your story deep inside? Esav would serve his father, would wear special begadim, is not a side point to Esav. Keep in mind, Esav respects his father. How many people out of respect to their father don't say who they are? I don't want to hurt dad. So Esav wears begadim to serve his father is much deeper than you think. In respect for his father, he doesn't reveal himself. The cause, Svarim, right, is he's not impacted by Yitzchak, because he's hiding. He might have had very deep cheshbonos, I don't want to hurt my father. But oh, did he put on begadim to serve his father. He was one mitzias of begadim to serve his father. As opposed to revealing himself, who he was, who he is. If he would have revealed who he was, life would be very different. There was his chet. What? Ultimately, it's trickery. Sometimes there's a space for begadim. The way the Rabbanim of Sheskha is learning is he shouldn't have worn begadim. Now, he did it. He did it because he felt that he didn't want to hurt his father. But ultimately, he wasn't able to be impacted by his father. That's how, according to this pshatshai, it doesn't mean literal. It could be a literal, he wore special begadim. It means also that he did a presentation, his father. He showed his father what he maybe hoped to be instead of who he was. That's begadim too. I don't think it was trickery, but I think in his want not to hurt his father, he did not show himself. He didn't, and the cost of that is connection. It's a deep, deep price for that. In the want just to hide, I'll tell you something interesting. A yid came to yeshiva. And we were having conversations that were all begadim, like pleasant. Oh, how are you? Boom, boom, slap fire. Rabbi Silverman, the Yid, we were having like these pleasant conversations. And the Yid was even saying like cool things. Rabbi Silverman like called him out on something, like attacked. And he dropped begadim, and like we met him and we met each other. When you get to the spaces where you are, like even in dating, in Shidduchim, the first three dates are like all begadim. Oh, and you have fun. It's good to have fun. There's a certain place you like, you meet, you express a little bit what's going on inside, what's happening, and there you meet. If you stay in the place of begadim, you don't ever meet, you don't ever connect. Okay. But it says, Esav's Yodei Atzayid, which Rashi says is mirmir, deceit. He's Yodei Atzayid. Rashi says, lots of v'l'ramais Esav b'fiv. He's a liar. He's a trickster. Yaakov's ish tam is tmimus, says Rashi, what's tmimus? And this is the Rashi I want to study, Yaakov. I want to try to figure out today. Michal, if we today could figure out this Rashi. Yaakov's an ish tam, kimash, says Rashi, tam, einoi baki b'cholela. He's not a baki in all these things. Ela kiliba he came piv. The way his heart is, so is his mouth. Misha'enoi charif l'ramo is kari tam. Somebody who's not sharp. Enoi charif l'ramo is somebody who's not sharp to trick is called a tam. That's a tam. It's not charif, it's not sharp to trick. What bothers me on the Rashi, and I want to figure out pshat. We're capable of learning Torah. Michal, what bothers me on this Rashi, Michal, is Rashi calls the Torah Hashem calls Yaakov an ish tam. To me, mystic. A tam. Rashi says, what's a tam? Einoi baki b'chol eila. He's not like an expert on all these things. El kilibay kein piv. His heart and his mouth are aligned. Mishe'enoi charif l'ramay. Somebody who's not sharp to trick is called a tam. Is Yaakov like dumb? Somebody who's not sharp to trick? That's Rashi talking about and describing Yaakov Avinu as an ish tam. It's an ish tam. What's a tam? Somebody who's not charif l'ramis, who's not able, who doesn't have the capacity to trick. So what do we describe? I thought Yaakov's less smart than Esav. A tam is somebody who's not charif l'ramis. And it calls Yaakov Avinu an ish tam. Now you could say, and I just want to study the Rashi, a tam is einoi charif. Asriel, I need to figure out the Rashi. Is Esav smart? He's a trickster. He's very intelligent. And Yaakov's just not so... As long as you meet a dimwit, he's not sophisticated enough to trick. Rashi says, einoi charif. He's not sharp.
He's not sharp and tricky.
What does that mean? He's not sharp. He doesn't want to trick.
Who said that intelligence needs to trick?
What do you mean he's not sharp? Why would you say somebody's not sharp to trick? Somebody doesn't... What? To trick. Ramais is trickery. And it says about Yaakov Avinu, he's an ish tam. He's not familiar with all these things. Kilibai came piv. Somebody who's not charif le Ramais is called a tam. Now, I want to express that it doesn't say, but that's what a tam is. What?
Sometimes tam is
I don't want Yaakov Avinu is called the Tam, so I don't want to say. It's funny we have the Tam, the Sheni, the Elishal. We could analyze Machlokes the Achrayim. What a Tam is a Tam, good, bad. Let's learn here Tam, and maybe it will shed light what a Tam there is. Rashi says, I want to study the Rashi. I want people if we can, we could all say our theories. I want to study the Rashi. Rashi's talking to me and you. I'm a competitive guy. When I learn a Rashi or a Tosfos, I have like a certain competitive. Rashi, like, I'm not stupid. And Rashi's writing Torah. Hashem has me learn this Rashi, and he's talking to me. So I want to find out who's Yaakov. Let's say I am sharp, then I can't be Yaakov. I mean, what is Yaakov? He's an ish tam. Says Rashi, what's a tam? I'm going to read the Rashi. I want it to fit in Rashi. What's a tam? Einai baki b'cholela. He's not a bucky in all this. I assume all this is the things Esav could do. It's contrast to Esav. Esav's Yedei Atzayim. He knows how to fool. Lotzer v'lurame sub b'piv. He can pull a lot of shtick to his father. Yaakov's an ishtam. Ain't no bucky b'cholele. He's not an expert. He's not a bucky. He's not proficient in all this. El kilibay kein piv. What's on his heart that's in his mouth. Now Rashi explains, Mishe'enoi charif l'ramos kari tam. Somebody who's not sharp to trick is called a tam. So a tam sounds like somebody who doesn't have the capacity. He's an ish tam. Now I want to acknowledge, I don't want to like pull, I want to like be on the same page. It could be Yaakov by choice is a tam. An ish tam might mean he decides to be that. But it's just funny to me, the tam, it's such a funny thing to describe. A tam is a guy who's einoi charif l'ramos. An ish tam is a guy who decides to be that. Maybe he has a capacity, he wants to be that. What's Rashi doing here? What's happening here? Because it says einoi charif, he's not sharp. What am I describing? Explain to me, he's just not sharp with that? Charif is in, charifus is like a sharpness and a lebedik of einoi charif. He's not. Who would describe this? It's an erlichkeit. It's a sincerity. What's Rashi describing? At Tom, I'm not. I have no agenda, Michal, other than to figure out Rashi. A tam is enoi charif l'ramos, is called a tam. Somebody who's not sharp to do ramos.
Does that mean that Yaakov did not even know how to be sharp?
That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking. Now, it might be he willfully chose to be the tam. A tam is a guy who doesn't have the capacity. Yaakov, by choice, is that. Maybe. I just don't know why you'd explain honesty this way. Yaakov's an Hashemus. A tam is ain't a charif l'ramos, and Yaakov decides. I'm trying. Yankov, you could help us. Your name is Yankov. How do you understand this, Rashi? Pass this to. Can you pass this to Yankov?
I wouldn't give a fig. Rashi is saying, Michal, help me. On the other side, I would give a fig.
Well, Aryeh is a bokim. Aryeh is a bokim.
Look at the Rashi. Chevre, tell me, Avram. Tell me, Ipsha. Look at the Rashi here. Help me out. Zevi, help me out. Let's together. We have a lot. We have Harifas here. Let's figure it out together. We're smart, guys.
Oh, Rabbi, I have a question.
I want to figure this out. I will do other questions.
My question is trying to figure this out.
One second. What? His heart is his mouth. They're aligned. Let's see it again. I'll read it to anybody who wants help with the Taich words. Yosef, you have a pshat here? Ishtam. Says Rashi, Tam, Einoi Baki B'cholele. He's not an expert. A Baki's an expert. He's not an expert at all this. Ela Kilibai came piv. What is heart is his mouth. Now Rashi explains. Mishe'einoi Charif L'Ramai. Somebody who's not sharp to trick is called a Tam.
Yaakov was Hamas, no?
Yeah.
So obviously.
I want to hear what Rashi's saying.
Is a negative thing?
I don't know. We're trying to figure it out. Rashi says the tam. Yaakov, your name's Yaakov. What are you feeling in Rashi? What's Rashi expressing about him? We'll just ask what's happening. We're trying to figure out a Rashi. Yaakov's known to be an ish tam, tmimus. What's a tam? Says Rashi. Look at the Rashi tam. Einoi baki b'cholele. He's not an expert on all these things. Kilibai came piv. What's in his heart is in his mouth. Explains Rashi. Mishe'einoi charif l'ramos. Somebody who's not sharp to trick, kari tam, is called a tam. He's not sharp to trick. It's called a tam. Somebody who's not so sharp. It's not charif l'ramos. It's called a tam. It sounds, the simple words in Rashi sounds like somebody who's not so smart. Einoi charif. Now, again, an ishtam is somebody who's not so smart. Einoi charif l'ramos. That's what Rashi says. Einoi charif. That he doesn't say, doesn't have the want or willingness, is not so sharp to trick, is called a tam. Sounds like Yaakov's calling Rashi dumb. Now, it might be the guy saying he's not a tam, he's an ish tam, which might mean he willfully chooses that, maybe. It's just a funny way to describe somebody who's honest. Like Leli said, Pashat ish tam, he doesn't lie. Einoi baki b'cholele, two words in Rashi, like, really throw me off. He's an ish tam, he's honest. Tmimus, honesty. He doesn't lie. Rashi says, Einoi baki b'cholele, he's not proficient. He's Einoi charif l'ramos. What's happening? What's happening? Isn't this what we're trying to describe, Yaakov? Like, the simple thing of Tmimus is honesty. He's honest. Isn't this simple thing that he, like, it's such a funny thing to say, he's Einoy Charif. The honesty is he doesn't lie, because it's not the right thing to do. Isn't that the reason not to lie? Is a Tmimus, to go betmimus. I don't want to lie, I don't want to be a trickster. I certainly think there's a decision, but here he says, Einoy Charif. Now, could be that's a Tam, and he decides to be that. Yaakov, what do you say?
Lebanon
was the liar. Lebanon was the liar. I guess it's a little bit
like could it be that just possible liar? And what it says, ain't a charif l'ram. You focus on charif. I focus on neramot.
It's not a problem in charif. It's not an ain't a charif to do it. It's not what he wants. It's not what he does. Seems a funny thing to say on a tam that he's not charif to do it. Sharp. What a person.
He wasn't a type of person who would try to comment for, like, he wasn't a sharp type of person. He would trick to lie.
Soft.
Would cause, like, attacks or anything. A friction.
Rabbi, I think I've.
I don't know what I want to say.
You're a sharp person.
Rabbi, you're not charif, but you're clever.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Same thing.
Libra King Piff. Libra King.
Why would that make him
a child? What'd you say? No. We want to study Yaakov. We all want the Tmimus of Yaakov Avinu. Chevra, I don't know. I want to say like this, that on the first words that it says about Yaakov, Kiliboy came piv. What's in his heart is what it comes to his mouth. Is like delightful that you get the truth of what somebody is. Kiliboy came piv. What's in his heart, so is his mouth. His heart and mouth are aligned. There's a line the world says. There's a line the world says. There's no exact chazal the way I'm going to say. People call this a chazal. I have four psukim in Mishlei. I can't tell you offhand. I was very into Mishlei. I found four psukim that describe this idea, though there's no exact chazal. There's a line, Dvarim ayotzim min halev nichnasim l'lev. Words that emanate from the heart enter the heart. If you want your words to be powerful, say what you really hold. You hear people speak, they talk. Stop, stop. What do you really hold? Real, real, be present. You'll have times, everybody here will have times in your life. You're going to speak about, you're going to speak at a Sheva Brachas about a friend. Say something real. Go on a walk. People like think, what should I say about him? His afrof. What should I say? What should I say? Say a real compliment when you're alone in a room that you feel about him. It's very powerful. You hear guys talking and say things. They're not saying what they hold, what they feel, what they know, what the truth is. Say things you really hold. I was talking as real to my shul. We were looking for a rav to be an assistant for like 2 years. I was looking for a rav. And people came down, good people, and I'm not like, you can't prove this, but I met like the core people involved in the decision in choosing the rav. I said, I beg you, people can come and say brilliant things and cool things and nice things. Let's find somebody, what they said they really believe. Like they would die for what they say. Not their, they're people who talk and say and feel, and they're not saying. The midah of Yaakov Avinu is kiliboy came piv. What he says is really here. It's really what he holds, real. I've told guys, you know, sometimes a Rebbe asks a kasha, and people say terutzim, and a Rebbe says, oh, you're saying good, a little better, say better. I always want to tell that Rebbe, this is what I hold. This is what I hold. Let me say better. I really hold this. It's, you want me to say what you hold? I don't know what you hold. I could tell you what I hold. In learning in general, you're at your best in learning when you really say what you think. Really, I got so upset at a guy this summer. We were learning Ion in Sulam. Avi, we're learning Ion. And a guy in learning said, why can't you say this? He said, because you don't believe it. You could feel when a guy says what he believes. You don't believe that's true. Why can't we say it? You can say whatever you want. At the point you don't believe something, what does it mean? What's, even we're learning this very Rashi, anybody could say, I love when people in learning say, maybe you could say, do you believe it? I really want to believe it. I want to read the Rashi. I like learning Torah. I want to like be impacted by Rashi's words. I don't know what Rashi means, Einoi Charef L'Rameis. I really don't know. It bothers me. You're not so sharp. It's not the problem of sharpness. I don't know. The honest people I know are completely as sharp as the liars. You just don't want to lie. So I don't know what Rashi's saying. I really don't. I don't have chat. I don't mind. Why can't you say? I don't know what Rashi means. The people I know that are honest are the sharpest people in the world. They just don't want to lie. I don't. It has nothing to do with a lack of sharpness. Now, Rashi might be saying, I don't know if Rashi's saying Yaakov's a tam, he's an ish tam. He behaves like the guy who doesn't know how to lie. He purposely decides to be a tam. A tam is not capable of lying. Now, I don't know why you would describe an honest person like that. I don't want to be the stupid guy. I just don't lie. Why would you want to like describe him as a person who can't? I don't know. I don't have a pshat. Rashi describes a tam as einoi charef l'rameis. Somebody who's not sharp. There's some deficient, or don't call it deficiency. He's not charef. It's just not the way I ever would describe it. Now, somebody, why? Maybe Rashi means, I want to know what Rashi means. I don't know what he means. He's describing a pasuk in our Torah, describing Yaakov Tmimus in honesty. Says, Rashi, what's a tam? Mishe'enoi charif l'ramis. It's called a tam. Somebody who's not sharp to trick. I don't know what's happening here, that it calls him an ish tam. It could be decides to be that. I don't know. I don't have pshat. What I do want to say in the words of Rashi is Rashi says about Yaakov Avinu, and this is powerful. Rashi in a tam says, Ela kilibai kem piv. What's on his heart? That's what he says. His mouth is attached to his heart. That's like magical. When somebody's kilibai kem piv, what's here is here. It's beautiful. They really say what they feel. Mamish. They say what they feel. You'll see in conversations you bond with somebody when there's an honesty. When you mamish, you'll see one day when you go out with the girl, it's interesting. Sometimes it's an uncomfortable moment. Usually it's tied. Somebody's not saying what's on their heart, usually. In uncomfortable, why I picked a date, I'm dealing with a lot of guys on dates. Usually an uncomfortable moment is somebody's not expressing something that was on their heart. You could feel it in a conversation. And there's a beautiful, if you want to know Yaakov Avinu, these words I love, but I want to get the whole Rashi. I don't, in a Rashi about honesty, I don't want to be dishonest, for sure. So I want to read the whole Rashi, but those words are miracle. Tam einoy baki b'chol eila bothers me. He's not proficient in all this. I don't know why Rashi said that. He's not a baki. He doesn't do that. I don't know what's, he's not proficient. Ella, what Ella, the Ella pshat I like a lot. Ella, what is it? He's not baki b'cholela. He's not proficient in all that. That's not where he goes. Ella, you know what you get from him? Kilibay kein piv. It's interesting. Esav's at a very dangerous... Once say this, say that, say the next thing. Esav's willing to do... He's working hard. He's working way too hard. Esav for kibarav, maybe. Fools his father, and I'll say this, and I'll say that. It's not where he's at. He's a Ramay. He's willing to go different places. A Tam doesn't go there, whether he's not, I don't know if he's not capable. It's probably a decision. A Tam doesn't live there. There's just what he's thinking. By the way, I suspect the Tam is not even capable. Like he doesn't, it's just not where he is. Kilibay kein piv. What's here, that's what you get. He's not willing. Why don't you just say this? Why do you... Shlomo, a guy asked me in speaking, why don't you speak more about a certain thing? I don't get it. Why don't you speak more? I expressed to the person that I try, why don't you talk about a certain thing? It's not what I'm thinking about. You're at a very dangerous place where you just speak about this, say that. If that's not where you are, don't talk about it. That's not what I'm thinking about. So I can't talk, I'm sorry. Maybe if you yell at me enough and make it on my mind, they'll think it's not where I am, so I'm not going to say it. The midah of Yaakov Avinu is kilibay kein piv. Where he is, that's what comes out of his mouth. And by the way, when you do that, dvarim hayotzim and alev, words that connect to here, nichnasma, go into the heart. Do you know... The last night of yeshiva, we're up all night, and guys saying their story. Do you know, most of the night, guys are saying things. When Ellie Kaplan spoke, I couldn't be tired. I was like drawn in. Because it was coming from his heart. You could hear when a guy's talking and the words don't attach to himself. I went to a rehab, and 50 people, they had a meeting. It was May 8th. It was not like the last night here. It did not have quite the support. There was Nikut, but it was a lot of honesty. People were saying their stories. It went around the room, and people were saying their stories. Most people, when they spoke, they were mamish saying their stories. You were like drawn in. You were like, whoa. There was like a deep silence in the room because they were saying their stories. One guy started like blabbing. Well, you see, I have like, I'm confused. Everybody knew he wasn't attached to what he was saying. He wasn't attached. It wasn't Dvarim HaYotzim Min HaLev. He was not attached to what he was saying. He was talking. He was not attached to his words. You could feel it. You felt like pushed away from the words. You could start, the last night when a guy talks, he doesn't mean to lie, he's just not connected to his story. It's like, well, he's saying like a secondhand story, he's not emotionally attached to his words, you start falling asleep. You'll look around the room, a lot of people are falling asleep. Because not dvarim hayotzim milev, his words are not connected to his heart. Yaakov Avinu's midas kilibay kein piv. What he says is mamish what he holds, it's what he believes. It's magical in learning. Two chavrusas who really say what they hold, it's awesome. You mamish bond. And each of you argue, you fight. But two people are mamish connected. I hold this way. I hold it. They're saying things. When people are like, oh, maybe you could say, I don't know. You're not saying what you think. You would die. Even when I ask for Pshat and Rashi, I want a guy to say something. He studied it, and this is like clerk. Not why can't you say it? No, this. I read it. This is what it's saying to me. This is what I see. Kilibay kein piv. What's here is mamish. What you see, what you feel, what you experience. It's very powerful, and you do this in all areas of life. Dvarim hayotzim min halev, words that emanate from the heart, nichnas b'lev, go into the next person's heart. It's powerful. So Yaakov Avinu is this midah. There's an ish tam. You're so sweet. Thank you. An ish tam is kilibay kein piv. You'll see when you go out. People want Waterbury, guys. If I had to describe a big something we're striving for, I'm not being pretend. You don't want to speak about Kaliba came piv and say dishonesty. What Waterbury guys are striving, a Ben Torah, a person of this revolution of honesty, is a person you get mamish where he is. Kaliba came piv, mamish. You're trying. Is it a big attempt? Where his heart is, there his mouth is. He's saying mamish. He's not, even, you know, guys, this is a nice Dvar Torah. I want somebody, I asked them, find the rub, his divrei, like he holds this emes, he would die for this truth. It's mamish, he's connected to this, he sees this as a kiliboy came piv. What's in his heart is coming out to his mouth. That's the place that Yaakov Avinu is an ish tam, is a beautiful thing. That part I get, I don't know what it's saying, somebody who's not charif l'ramais. Somehow, I don't know pshat in that. I can't figure it out. I'm not going to pretend to the guys. Not a Rashi in honesty. I'm not pretending. I don't know pshat. And I hear guys are saying something. I'm not sure what it means. I don't know what that means. Things have to be exact. This, until here, the words in Rashi, if it would say, Tam, Kiliboy came piv, I get it. What's in his heart, it's in his mouth. The Einai Charif Shlomo, I can't figure that out. It might be there are people who are not capable of doing it, and the smart guy who is capable acts that way. Maybe. Einai Charif Satam, there's people who are not capable. There's a certain type who has no capacity. The Ishtam decides to behave that way. He's capable. Charif is a sharpness. Einai Charif Lorai is not... What? The word charif, typically charifus is sharpness. That's typically, if somebody has another way of understanding. I'm struggling with this. Now, maybe a guy would see somebody who behaves, you know, you ever meet like a certain person who's not even capable, like there's no, and Yaakov's an ishtam, by decision he behaves like that guy. Maybe. Maybe.
Well, that would be lying.
That might be called a tam. And maybe a person who's kipiv, kilibai came piv, decides to behave like that, maybe. He's charif, he could be sharp. Right, he's saying what a tam is. So it doesn't mean Yaakov's a tam, Yaakov's an ish tam, behaves like that guy. Maybe. Just offering. But I don't know why you would even like try to imitate a guy who can. You can. I know. I can't figure that. Ain't a bucky b'chol eila bothers me. Two parts of Rashi, I can't get m'chol. I'm not going to pretend. And I'm not trying to bully the guys. I know I'd give anybody the floor and tell us what it means. I'm struggling with this. It's your name, Yankov. I struggle. I've other years. I'm not. I don't want to just be bothered because I was bothered last year. I help. I want. I like learning things fresh again. I want to like understand it. Rashi's not hitting what he's saying. Einoi baki b'chol leila. He's not an expert at it. It's not what I describe. And einoi charif l'ram is what's the only words of Rashi that I like hear klar is Ella Kiliba came piv. That's like delightful to me. Kiliba came piv. What's in his heart is in his mouth. That's to me is the striving of us all. The other things, Naftali, I can't. Do you have a pshat what Rashi's doing? Don't be afraid. I like scared. I'm like a bully, but I'm happy you're a little. I want you to be a little afraid because when you really, I want you to stand up and say, "I got it," but not why can't you say? Because if you don't believe it, then I want to. I really want to understand. Right? Kiliba came piv.
Like, Yaakov does do ramas because like the honest person also ends up doing ramas just because he's so honest. Like I feel like a very honest person, like he ends up like rocking people. Being himself, so Yaakov also has some ramas. Just he's not hard to do it. He ends up when he's twice his age. He's just being himself, so it throws him off.
Throws who off?
Like it'll be ramas. So like, to another ramah, like to a dishonest person. Honest person will like honest person will mess with a dishonest person. Or like just confuse him because he's just being so honest. So Yaakov ends up being ramas.
So which words are you so?
So Yaakov, he is a rabbi, just not charif for Hamas. Because he's so honest, he ends up like tricking people. Out. He ends up doing Hamas, like to love him, he ends up doing Hamas.
Like throw off the dishonest person.
Throws off the dishonest person. He's just being himself.
So that's why he says he's not charif for Hamas.
Yeah.
Baki Bachalela. He ends up, he's not Baki Bachalela, but he does.
That's why he says Ein Baki and Ein Chara, because it comes out. It could be the biggest Shammai's when you're honest, like
you. You don't know what to do with that. Mess with people out of their system.
That's why Rashi doesn't want to say doesn't do it. Yeah. So say, it's not a technique. It's Ein Charif, it's Ein Baki.
So Rashi says, Yaakov's like, Shabbat will love that. He tricks him back and forth
because
you just.
He says, I also, if you want to.
Yeah, it says in Tehillim that you should be honest with the honest person and trick with the tricker.
Hashem is litamu mitamim, and to people that are dishonest, Hashem leads in such a way. It does say that.
Really? So if a person feels like Hashem is tricking you, does that mean that you
decide
to lead his
trick in
Hashem?
I don't know. I hear what you say.
Also, it says, Eliba came piv. Which means that he's really honest. If he's going with what his heart feels and he's really honest, then he's not choosing to be a tam. If he's choosing to be a tam, he's using his mind to go with his heart, which is automatically tricky. Which is automatically not fully honest. Because if he was really Taliba Kain Piv, then it means that in his heart he was a tam.
That's a decision. We all can make a decision to do that, to really go what's in the heart.
But making a decision requires a mind.
It's fine. As long as then the mind chooses what's in the heart. What were you saying, Shlomo? I'm struggling. Chevra, I don't mind struggling on a Rashi. Just we're struggling publicly here, but I still want to figure it out. Michal, you have a feeling on this?
It bothers me. My sense, yeah, he wasn't capable of, like, I've seen people like that. They're very wholesome, sweet, and naive, and they're very wholesome, sweet, naive, a little. He was, like, in the sense. He was a man of the fence. He didn't know about the whole business world. Maybe you could have practiced. I'm sure you could have practiced, gotten better at it. I know it's like hard to say, because Yaakov Avinu is capable of everything.
What?
I mean,
he didn't develop this part. Like, maybe there's a place to be a rabbi, but I want.
It's a cooler story of, like, also this guy is capable of, like, evil, and he chose to.
Maybe it's like an ish tam. No, but he, a person who never developed. There might be a space. By the way, in his story itself, he's forced to lie. He's forced to lie to Esav right away. So ish tam is he never developed. We like develop this ability. Yaakov like didn't go there. He's an ish tam. It was an underdeveloped side. Our ability, we sometimes have force to say Mishanim Pnei Hashem. Einoi Bakim Chalil, Einoi Charif. Pashit never developed this side of things. He was somebody who was trained. What you feel, Kalibay came to him. And this side, Esav has reasons in his dealings. Times you have to be Mishanah. That's the way of the world. Yaakov never developed this side of himself. Now maybe there's a side for it. Maybe in Esav even there's a need sometimes. You know. Michal, you hear Michal saying, Yankov? Michal saying, maybe there is a need sometimes to not be. You know, you're out there in the world. There are times you have to say this. You don't always say everything on your heart. There are times you got to learn. Don't say that. You know, you teach certain people, like, not to be. Like, don't be so honest. You see somebody who's, like, too honest and doesn't know. Anybody who studies Hillel, you don't say to a Kallah something inappropriate. You know, there's a way of the world. It could be Yaakov Avinu is an ish tam that he never developed that side. That's not what he does. He was maybe it's funny in interacting when you're out there. So you have times you can't always say what's here. You have to learn. Yaakov's an ish tam. He's einoi baki b'chol. He's einoi charif, but not because of lack of intelligence. It was not a developed thing. He was a person who was tmimus who went Levi Kippid. That's how he went, and he. It wasn't. Now, is there a time to develop that ace of muscle? That wasn't what he did. That's what Michal's saying. Right. He never even worked on this muscle of, like, when you're out there interacting in the world, you actually have to develop. Okay, I can't say that. Yaakov Avinu is the person in its pure form is Kiliba Kein Piv. He's ain't a baki b'chol lele. He's ain't a char. He didn't like literally from pre- when we're out there. We you know what it reminds me of? Little kids. You know what it reminds me of? I'll tell you a story. My parents, Daniel, if I could tell you just a true story. My parents had a van, a very interesting van. My father used to lend his van to guys in Yeshiva Rakhi. He used to lend out his van. My parents had a van. My father had a van that didn't need a key to start it. You literally, at a certain point, it was broken. You turned the ignition piece and drove it off. Talmidim took advantage sometimes. You just went to the car, turned the piece, and you drove. The bottom line is my parents' van, this van was stolen. And
what?
It was stolen. My parents' van, I kid you not, I checked for my keys just now. But my parents' van was stolen. And somebody told my parents that it's being used as a freedom van. Do you guys know what a freedom van is? In the inner city, so some people, the bus stops, this is totally illegal, there are bus stops, and going away by the bus stops. People take vans, they'll go up, let's say the bus charges $10, they'll charge $5 and they go do the bus route with their own vans, charging half price. It's stealing. They use the bus routes and they just drive. This before Ubers and the like. Today, I don't have this freedom. They still have it today. In the inner city, this is prevalent. Well, somebody stole my parents' van and reported to my parents that they saw it being used as a freedom van. Your van became a freedom van. It's going at the bus stop. So my parents drove the car, and they found their different car. They chased their own car. They found the guy. They got ahead of him. The bottom line is they called the cops, and they got the car back. They captured the van back. We got our van back. When we got it back to the police station, the guy, it turns out, was sleeping in the car. He was using it as a house and his parnas. It was like an all-in-one vehicle. It was the guy's house, his parnas. It was mamish, very well used. He used his van, and he had covers in there. He had pajamas in there. He literally was using it as his place of residence, apparently. Now, in the police station, they asked my parents, they gave back the van. They said, somehow they offered my parents all his stuff. My parents did not want this guy's pajamas or his cover, for that matter. My parents said, just dispose of it. And in the police station, they threw out, I'm not saying I'm proud of this, but they threw out all his stuff. The bottom line is, I'm home with my mother, my father's away, and a knock on the door, and the ganav showed up to my parents' house. I was home with my mother, my little brother was upstairs. The ganav knocks. My mother said, Daniel, go to the study. You could see the door and get ready to call 911. She was scared for her life. We first didn't open, he was banging away. My mother opened for him, and he said, I want my stuff back. My stuff was in your van. So my mother said, I don't know where your stuff is. I don't think the place, to be honest, that it was thrown out. My brother, I'm in the living room. I'm in my father's study, like ready to call 911. They used to have these phones attached to the walls. Nobody had cell phones then. What?
How old was
Rebbe? About 13, 14. And my brother was 6 or 7. And my brother... six. You can't get away. You great stuff, great stuff. You can't get away. If we thought today's share was getting there, like Ravazzi, how did this happen? Ravazzi, I went in saying, don't say 6 or 7. I don't, oh gosh. This guy owns us all. He owns us all. It's difficult. Daniel, he owns us, this guy. Okay. The bottom line is my brother was 7 or 8. And he oh, gosh. The kitzer is... The kitzer is that my brother runs down from upstairs and he says, I know where his stuff is. He's saving the day. And my brother says, I know it was thrown out. Like he was telling the guy his stuff was thrown out. And my mother was scared stiff to tell the guy. I literally drop the phone, run all out at my brother, just grab him and pick him up. Like, I just say, my brother's name's Moshe, which is a mid of MS, and he just was trying to express that he knew where the stuff is. He was an innocent young kid who was telling the guy, but we had to make sure that he doesn't tell the guy that it was thrown out. There wasn't, but that picture of a youngster who doesn't know, who's just honest, like it's not his thing, like to know. As we gain life experience, like we have cases, you can't say that, and we become an expert at it. Michal says that Yaakov was not in the world, did not work on this. Now, there's a place to work, by the way. There is a space. It makes things, in a way, I love this pshat, because there is a space for Ramos. There's a space to learn. When you deal in the world, you don't say everything you're thinking. It's not always. And there's sometimes you just can't. Yaakov Avinu was Einoy Charif. It doesn't mean the lack of intelligence. I don't know. Again, Einoy Charif bothers me. Einoy Baki B'chol is not what he did. He didn't. Not being out there, you can afford. Kiliba came Piv. It's here, it's here. Esav's out there in the picture of somebody who's Yadei. Even the way we're learning that he's forced for his father, and there's a reason, and life like forces you, and there are times you remove from that. Yaakov was that in its purest form. He never, like, not being out there, he didn't have to do all these things. Perhaps, Michal, I do. But again, the Einoy Charif, maybe the Charifus is not from lack of intelligence. He just didn't deal in the world. He was Ishtam Yoshev Oilim. And as such, he was able to be in touch with Tmimus. Just, it was not something that he was busy with. And we, unfortunately, we become experts to the point that we have to work again. What do I hold? We have to, like, it's funny that all of us being so well-trained. You talk about a little kid. I think about that picture of my little brother, 7 or 8, trying to, like, just say the truth. He didn't learn. Like, he just learned. I know where it is. And that's what was Belibos. That's what's Pepiv. We, like, life sort of trains us sometimes that there's a time, don't say what's in your heart. Don't say everything that...
Why is he Ishtam? Why is he Ishtam?
I hear that question. Fair. Well, what does it mean, Ishtam? But Michal's describing a person who didn't engage in that. That's not what he did. He's an Ishtam. He's Kiliboy came Piv, and he did. The Yoshev Oilam maybe allowed for that. And Esav was out there. Maybe there's a degree you learn. Maybe there's a degree you learn that you're a day of Ramais. You learn. It's not always what you're thinking. Interesting. Maybe. Michal says, perhaps. What?
I think that shot is.
It does. It might be true. What do you say, Naftali? Maybe. Maybe there's a charif. Like, we get so good at this, and then we have to, like, work on us. I'm not ripping us. We live in the world, and we have to tell the guy who's van that, I don't know. Okay, that wasn't what was in your heart. Right, I'm not ripping it. Right? But we have all these times. He's saying he was in Yoshivan, that wasn't his role. Remember, Yaakov Avinu's role wasn't that. It wasn't his role. It's funny. That's what Aryeh points out. Life, it's funny, if you, Shlomo and Reli, and Aryeh pointed this out, somebody else said this before, his life journey brings this out. He becomes, all of a sudden, to Esav, he's forced to, like, to... But there's a mid of Tmimus, his Kiliba came Piv, just... And Yaakov Avinu, certainly his typical role was the Yeshiv Olim, who doesn't have to engage like that. Now, in life, Aryeh said he was by Lavan, which it says, Achav Ani Beramois. It says about Yaakov Avinu, Achav Ani Beramois. You want to be a Ramay? I'll be able to, like... to find this, but that wasn't what he was. His typical was Kaliba came Pim. That's Michal's pshat. I'm just trying to get pshat. I don't care the muster that comes. I want to know what Hashem is saying, what the Rashi is saying. Maybe.
That's everyone's aware. We're all born like that. That's everyone. And then over time, like, we social.
But it could be he's Yeshiv Oyelim, is in the not engaging in the world, he's able to be present to that. He was sitting and learning Torah. Esav was the one who was out there, was Ish Sada. Yaakov's Yoshev Olam. When you're there, what could be very, very strong is Kiliba came Piv. Tmimus. What's there is in your mouth. That's it. You're not it when you're engaged in the world. Unfortunately, again, this is what happens. Now we have to make sure we can go back and get in touch. A lot of us, what we're trying to do in our life is get back in touch with this tmimus, this kelibay came piv. Right. You see, people who are so easily could like do things so easily, could say this and say that, because we have to make sure it's not easy. It's not like an easy thing, you know. We have to do it, but let's. Yeah. I want to say here, Chevra, this Rashi is something I want to learn. The midah of kelibay kein piv, and I'm happy to like harve on this Rashi along the way of working on this. I feel just studying kelibay kein piv is very enticing. There's something extremely beautiful about it. And certainly to be in touch, what's the lave? What's inside? What's inside? To get in touch with that, what do you hold? What do you really feel about things? In learning, Torah is a place that I want to beg everybody. And remember, Yaakov Avinu's Ish Tam Yeshiv Olam. I think in learning, you're at your best space. Really get in touch what your lave tells you. Real. What's your lave saying? Learning's a very good space like that. Some people say, maybe you could say, people in Shiurim, oh, maybe you could say, don't say maybe you could say, what do you hold? What's Beliba? What's in your heart? Read the Rashi, read the Pasuk. It's instructive, and then you say where you are. Kiliba came piv. Mamish.
Where are people getting their ideas from?
There are all different motives and other types of things in interaction. Sometimes I learn what pleases other people. I learn what overt, like the Rebbe likes. Sometimes I say things other people like. If I'm coming from inside, what it looks like to me is very powerful. Kiliboy came piv. And here is attached here. Very powerful. Very. And we have good things in the lave. Remember the deepest Shlomo has sung to us many times. It says, L'cha amar libi bakshupanai. The lave says cool things when we're in sync with the lave. When we our piv is disconnected, I could say this, do that, that's okay. Mimus, a big madriga. This ish tam, kelibay kein piv, is certainly it's something all of us aspire to. Kelibay kein piv. It's echad bepev, echad belev. There's one, there's a unity in what goes on in our lev tarpe. In speeches, by the way, if you want to speak well about your friend, say what you think. It's very powerful. You'll find there's a chas. What should I say? Say what you think about it. I'm like, what's the maila? Think, just go on a walk. What do I, when I'm alone? It comes out very powerful when you express the place that's in the lave. In learning Torah, your power in saying divrei Torah, what you hold, what's inside, and you bring it to the outside. It's very, very powerful. I had a conversation last night with an old Waterbury guy who's married with children, and he's somebody who's like a mitzios of kelibay kein piv. I was describing to him how like I get inspired conversations with him. He really gives, and he's very measured with his words to make sure like, he's measuring where he's at. If you meet Yankov, it's funny, his name's Yankov. These things are not a coincidence. If I would say many things on Yaakov Koko, I would say kelibay kein piv. What's here comes out. What's here comes out. Again, nobody's perfect. We're not. You don't want to lie when you're talking about kelibay kein piv. There's nisyanus, but there's that bechina. It's a very powerful bechina. When we could be kelibay kein piv is very, very, very powerful. It's a force when I'm like that statement. Can we memorize that statement, Rafi? Dvarim hayoytsim min halev. Say that, Raf. Hayoytsim min halev. Words that emanate from the heart, nichnasim el halev. Enter the heart. Words that emanate from the heart. There's no real chazal, are you, that say that? I could hear that. There are psukim in Mishlei I found that cannot say this without those words. Kemayim panu apanim is what's in our heart will be reflected. So it's, yeah, pretty similar, yeah. Part of the mid of MS of Yaakov Avinu. So today we studied one aspect of the MS of Yaakov, and one aspect of the MS of Yaakov is what comes out of here is connected to the heart. That's an aspect of the MS of Yaakov. Another aspect of the MS of Yaakov is the balance between Ava and Yira. Avram Avinu is Avas Hashem, is love of Hashem. Yitzchak is the Av that represents Yira Shemayim. And Yaakov Avinu is called Bechir HaAvos. Another MS is this perfect mixture of Ava and Yira, of love and fear, that both go together, Ava and Yira together. Kobe will speak about. I want to at some point like delve into what Avas Hashem is, what Yiras Hashem is, and what this blend, this emes of Ava and Yira together. In general, Avas Hashem is associated with mitzvah saseh, with the positive commands of doing. In general, is Ava. The not doing, lay saseh, are associated with Yira. And in Yiddishkeit, learning to blend the Ava with the Yira is a big thing. Shabbos Kodesh, which is a Shlemus, another name for Shabbos is Shalom, is a Shlemus, is a completion. And Shabbos and Yaakov Avinu have a big, it says, whoever's Ma'anig Shabbos is Zeichet to the Nachl of Yaakov Avinu, Nachl of Limitzarim. And Shabbos has a Shomer and Zachar. Shomer is the Asay of Kiddush. Zachar is the assay of Kiddush, and Shomer is what you don't do. And they're supposed to be blended. Zachar v'Shomer b'dibur echad. I do want to talk about what, I'm not going to do it now. We're talking about the MS of Yaakov. Part of the MS of Yaakov is this blend of Ava and Yira, perfectly blended. I want to talk what that looks like for us, the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, what that looks, the blend of Ava and Yira. In relationships, we're a generation very moved by Ava, by love and doing things with chayus and passion, the overflow of Ava. Yira is certain boundaries that are needed in relationships. I was talking to somebody, you know, people who have Ava in a marriage, what it looks like, and don't have Yira in the relationships, and they're not boundary in the relationship, what that looks like. I'm still working on the sugya, and I want to express it to the guys at some point, especially these parshas that were introduced to Yaakov Avinu, who's a blend of Ava and Yira, but I'm not ready yet to discuss it. I just, in speaking about Emes of Yaakov, I want to get to that place of the Emes of Yaakov, of the blend of Ava and Yira, the two things working together. But this nekuda that we're all capable of being tamimim, this tamimus, it says about Klal Yisrael, Tumas Yisharim Tanchim. Klal Yisrael is known as Tmimus. We have this Tmimus of Klal Yisrael, and it's a beautiful space to be in of Kiv is Kilibai. Kilibai came Piv. Where his heart is, there his mouth is, what's inside is what he's expressing. So just to study that Madrega, to think about that Madrega, to try to move towards that Madrega, is something that I want to start with. Yeah. I want to study, I said over on Thursday night, guys have chumashim, so I want to show you the Apta Rav inside. If guys can open their chumashim, and I could read to you the Apta Rav. I said it on Thursday night, but with the guys chumash there. On what page is it on? Because I have a different chumash than you. It's Pasuk Chavches. What page is that, guys? I just don't have the page he's opening up. Let me show you this. Pull over a chair next to me. The pasuk says, "Vayav Yitzchak es Esav." Look at this, everybody. Look at this. Vayav Yitzchak es Esav. Yitzchak loves Esav. Kitzayid b'fiv, because there had been trickery in his mouth. Tzayid is to ensnare, to trap. Kitzayid b'fiv, his mouth ensnared. Rashi says pshat that Yitzchak loves Esav. Kitzayid b'fiv, for Esav had ensnared Yitzchak Avinu. Esav had trapped Yitzchak. Yitzchak loved Esav because Zayid b'fiv, says Rashi. Medrash, he brings a medrash. B'piv shel Esav, shutzada isay merameyu b'dvarav. Esav tricked Yitzchak Avinu. So Tzayid b'fiv is what Esav did to Yitzchak. That's a Rashi. He was a trickster, and he fooled his father. The Ayev Yisrael was the Apta Ruv. The Apta Ruv says a different pshat in Tzayid b'fiv. Yehuda, the Apta Rav says that Yitzchak loves Esav kitzayid b'fiv because there was not trickery, ensnarement in his mouth means Yitzchak ensnared God. Azriel, you heard this Apta Rav? He says kitzayid b'fiv doesn't mean that Esav tricked Yitzchak, trapped Yitzchak. It means Yitzchak trapped Hashem. Kaviyach, what does that mean? Explains the Apta Rav. Yitzchak says, I love, he's my son. Kitzayid b'fiv, there's ensnarement in his mouth, he's trapped, kaviyach l'Hashem. There's the following principle that Hashem mirrors us. It says, Hashem tzilcha, Hashem is our shadow. Mar eloi etzba, you show a finger, he shows a finger. Two. We, Hashem mirrors us. There's a very simple reason we have a piece of God inside of ourselves, the neshama. When we express the neshama, Hashem like backs it up. When we have an expression of the neshama inside of us, Hashem backs it up. By the way, prayer is wild. Prayer, you tell Hashem, prayer is insane. You tell Hashem, I think you should be nice to him. Hashem like knows everything. Hashem wants prayer. He wants an expression of our neshama, and he backs it up. He wants us. He wants me to bring to the world. I see somebody in pain. Azriel is a very sensitive soul. Azriel sees somebody in pain. He says, Hashem, this shouldn't be this way. Hashem wants you to bring that to the world. And you're literally... Did anybody ever send a text to themselves, like message to self? It's really like an alarm on your phone or a reminder on your phone. Tefillah is giving to Hashem your expression of your neshama. The deepest will, and you're expressing something that Hashem wants brought to the world. Hashem wants your sensitivity. He wants your neshama. You're bringing godliness to this world. He sent you here to express it. When Avram sees Sdom and Hashem says, don't destroy them. Hashem says, I was waiting for me to say it. That was a piece of Hashem being expressed in this world. Says the Apta Rav, Yitzchak loves Esav, traps Hashem kaviyachol. What's Yitzchak saying in loving Esav? He's my son. I don't care about his behavior. He brings such nachas, a good boy, a bad boy. He's my son. Vayav Yitzchak Esav, kitzayid b'fiv, that was an ensnarement, kaviyachol, to Hashem. That in some way brings a ruach to the world. We're your children, Hashem. Forces Hashem, say, in life from respect, that causes Hashem to have more rachmanis to us. We're your children, God. Michal, there's a very good story, Shlomo, that I want to say over. David HaMelech had a son called Avshalom. Avshalom was a very complicated son, a wayward son who was not an achas to David HaMelech. Now, there's a place in Eretz Yisrael called Yad Avshalom. What's the theory? What's Yad Avshalom in Eretz Yisrael? Could somebody look on their phone? Yad Avshalom. What's the claim is there? Yais, if you check it up? You check it up, Lely. Yad Avshalom.
Yad Avshalom. In Hebrew?
English or Hebrew?
Bosh. The large ancient monument of Jerusalem's Kidron Valley, traditionally identified with the biblical Avshalom. It's a rock.
And what? It's just the memory of him? What's the claim? It's a tomb. Claim he's buried there. It says a place, Yad Avshalom, a big rock. He has a picture of it. See it? Show it to Azriel. Yad Avshalom is a place in Eretz Yisrael in the Kidron Valley where the claim is Avshalom's buried there. Does any Jew go daven there, Daniel? Avshalom was in Russia. We don't go to Kivrei Rishon. Most people do not pray there. It's not like a big place of prayer. David HaMelech's son, a wayward son who went off to there, was a Russian. Now, most people do not pray in Yad Avshalom. The great Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir, my father's Rebbe Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he went to pray in Yad Avshalom. Now, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz went there to pray.
He's not buried there, by the way.
What is the claim?
It's called that, but it's not buried there.
It's just?
It's called the tomb of Avshalom.
It's called it. Really?
Was Avshalom killed in Kidron?
I don't think so. I don't know. Michal, you know Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was caught more, I believe, on multiple occasions going to pray there. Somebody asked, what are you going to Avshalom? We don't go to Rishon. We go to Kibre Tzadik.
I'm a bad person at this point.
Yeah, boy, you're going to pray there. It's not, you usually go to Kibre Tzadik and Bezchus the Tzadik. Hashem should give you praise. The Tzadik and Yemei. Stop me from Yisrael. He said, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said to Hashem that this son was a Russian. David HaMelech loved him anyway. They're psukim that David took him out of Shaul Tachtiyos. And he said, B'ni, eight times, like lifting him up. My son, my son, my son. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz went to Avshalom's keder, and he said to the Rabbeinu Shalom, this father of this child, he wasn't like the dream child. And his father loved him. Hashem, we're your children. Mamish, this side of him. What?
What does
that
mean?
Who would have fit in?
Avshalom.
Yes, I
did. What
do you mean?
He's not a Russian. I forgot which one where he said someone was a Dalvin by him.
Chaim Shmulevitz. Here we find Tzaddik and here's.
Yeah?
Here's not Avshalom.
It's a mix, though. It's a mix.
I only find Tzaddik. I don't find it. I don't look at life. We're all like in a journey looking. We're Avram Yankov. But the kitzer is he went on a couple of occasions, it seems, to Avshalom's Yad Avshalom, and he said a father loves his son, and he would be Mispal Avram Yisrael, we're your children, Hashem. We're your children. And that's how the Abdu Rav learned this pasuk. Vayev Yitzchak Haseisav, Kitzayid. Shlomo, I don't think the Kitzayid Befiv was like the reason he loved him. So I don't know how he reads it exact. Ki is not always because. But Kitzayid Befiv, what comes out is there's an instairment, there's a Tzayid Befiv. It's the greatest feel of his life. It's a very profound feel of loving this son. This is my child. Whenever we could find that space, this is my son. I'm sorry? That's true. It's true. Very good sushta. Yeah. Yeah. He's one word. Yeah. He's the one who brings this out. Exact. It says that Yitzchak's going to bring us out of the Golos, his tefillah. But the Gitzayid Befiv, he loved Esav, and his love of Esav is with your children.
Yitzchak tricked him. Different
than Esav tricked him? Yeah. According to the Abdu Rav, that's not what it's saying. Gitzayid Befiv has nothing to do with Esav tricking him. It's this is my son, and Sayyid Befiv, he was ensnaring Hashem. Ensnaring means Hashem imitates us. He was bringing a prayer. It's a prayer. Ensnaring just means he brought out.
What was the purpose of the word Gitzayid Befiv?
Expressing the power of Yitzchak loving Esav. That was a tremendous power.
That would make sense if it would apply to Esav, though, because he was actually that trapped. Prevented or caused
yeah. According to the Abdu Rav, he was literally ensnaring Hashem.
Originally, it was that Esav was ensnaring Yitzchak, which
makes
more sense.
Not what Abdu Rav learns. What Abdu Rav learns is Yitzchak was ensnaring Hashem.
Esav actually trapped.
Right. But the way Rashi is learning Tzayid Befiv, Rashi doesn't understand him into a trapping. He learns he was a trapper with the mouth, which Rashi says the idea Tzayid, he was
exactly.
A rapper.
Exactly, it's hard to use the word trap if you're not going to apply it to
ensnaring.
The trapper.
Ensnaring means to capture. He was capturing Kaviyahu Hashem. That's what it means, that there was a force of Hashem. That's how the Abdu Rav is reading this.
Tzayid Befiv was
like with the prayer.
The way we bring such a force to the world, that's what prayer is you bring your neshama to the world and you express that. So Yitzchak brought a certain thing to the world. That's my child. That Metzias and that Hashem, you bring that to the world, that a parent loves their child. Hashem wants us to, Hashem backs us. What we bring, that's tefillah. What we bring, Hashem backs up. According to this, it's not a reminder. Hashem wants human being. He gives us a neshama and says, bring it to the world. I want the expression. I'll back up what your neshama brings here.
Right, it's funny, like the story, like, it's like a nice message, but like, at the end of the day, like the way that I take it, it's like, always doubted by Russia's caver that like, oh, Hashem, we're your children. It's like, we suck, but like, well, like why is it like, it's like a weird message that he's giving. Like, why is he
having
it in a Russian
caver? I think that was Ma'ira to Reb Chaim. That was Ma'ira the same thing. Reb Chaim wants to bring to the world this Metzius. Going there reminded him, a child's a child's a child. And that's what he wants to bring. That's all of prayer is bringing something to this world. So that was Ma'ir Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, who was learned. Going there brought out a child's a child's a child. That was Ma'ir this. I have this pet thing I love seeing. Who was the most hated man in America in the last 20 years, bar none, the most hated American in the last 20 years? I think Madoff. That's my personal opinion. You said his name to people. I think he was the most hated. Is that fair to say, Yitz? He's up there. He might be. Epstein, he said. He's a hated figure. I have no idea.
Epstein's a child of God as well.
Madoff was a very hated guy. Well, people were upset. People were livid. But I love seeing in a trial, if you have the bad guy in a trial, so in the victim's corner, like the gallery at the trial is like packed. Everybody's there. The bad guy, everybody disassociates with. You're out. You're like far up. Next to every bad guy, you could look this up, you could see pictures. You'll rarely find the father, you'll rarely find brothers. There's usually a mother. Next to the bad guy, and it's like brutally embarrassing. You're on the wrong side of the gallery. There's one side that has friends and supporters and the community all come out in force representing the victim. For the bad guy, everybody's out. There's usually a mother who's like stays in the corner. It's like disgraceful. That's my son. Like it's like the worst. But a mother is a mother. That's my child. That's my child. And there's a mother who like stands, I'm not abandoning him. She holds his hand. It's a loyalty that's very, very beautiful to me. Is there's my child. I'm not writing him off. And I know it's not popular now. I know this won't make me look good. I'm not on the right side. There's my child. There once in a while you get the opportunity to like demonstrate that loyalty. I've already gotten a call about a bacher from Eretz Yisrael. Somebody was like very upset at a bacher. And at first you like, the tendency is to melt away. Look, we're not so close. It's a cool loyalty when all the chips are down. That's my friend. That's my brother. This Nekuda, that's my child, is Yitzchak Avinu Teisa. That's what the After Rav is saying. And he's bringing a beautiful light to the world. There's my child. A parent stays with his child. Maybe it is. That's my child.
No, it should be you hate the action. You could love the person, but hate the action.
But there's a big light. There's a big light to the world. I'm not totally agreeing to the actions. There's a big light to the world. That's my child. And you bring that light to the world. That arouses Hashem. Yeah, exactly. It's amazing after Rav. It's amazing. It's interesting. It's the contrast, though, Rav, that it doesn't say a reason by Yitzchak, by Rivka's love. Rivka's love's understood. Rivka loves Yaakov. Kimuvan. Like Yitzchak's love, what didn't he get rid of it for? Kitzayid b'fiv, you don't get rid of that. That ensnares.
Because I could say that Yitzchak's love and Esav was fake.
According to this, according to the Abdu Rav, the Kitzayid B'Fib is why didn't he work on that? Stop loving him. The answer is Kitzayid B'Fib. There's a ruach you're bringing to the world. That's what Abdu Rav is doing. I told this Abdu Rav before. I love that.
Rabbi, did Yitzchak know that Esav was a Russian?
According to the Abdu Rav, very much so.
It's not so evident.
According to the Abdu Rav.
Okay, so it wasn't blind love. You can condemn the actions, but like the person. Okay.
So when Yitzchak was trapping Hashem, he was pretty much saying that as bad as my son will get, he's still my son.
Yes.
And that's what it means, trapping Hashem?
Yes. Of course, Hashem, Kaviyach, Hashem wants him. Yeah, of course.
So that's why
when we
just
have
a cycle
trapped,
for no
it
reason.
Causes Hashem wants an expression. All our neshamas, Hashem wants an expression.
But you're not trapping. That's Hashem telling you to do something, then you do it, and then you're like, oh, now you have to do it.
That's what this is Hashem itself. This is Hashem's your shadow. You show a finger, you reflect.
But you're his shadow. You're doing what he told you.
100%.
That's cycle.
Inevitable. Okay. That's what we inevitably
do.
Sure.
So Chaim Shmulevitz went to Avshalom Kaver. He said even if he's a Russian, he's
his father still loved him. That brought out something to Reb Chaim, which brought out, he was bringing out this ruach in the world. Okay, we'll stop here, Chevri. Yashar Koyach, Chevri. Thank you.
Rebbe, you have been more confused than earlier.
Rebbe, why did he go to Esav's cave?
No. My question is on the first.
Esav started a movement. It's different. He convinced other people to be better, not just himself.
Rebbe, you want to share today?
Should I tell you?
He grew up in a fully Jewish gated community.
Who this?
Epstein. Oh, yeah. Both his parents are Jewish.
Where you grew up?
Coney Island, I think it says.
Oh, Coney Island. Brooklyn.
Gated.
It's a Jewish gated.
No, meaning Seagate, probably. Seagate's gated.
Seagate?
I don't know. Seagate's gated in Quake 20 Island.
Lovely. Lovely. You were saying out. Like somebody gets
honestly, not that surprised.
Open up a little bit.
Yeah, Seagate at the tip of Coney Island. Yeah,
oh, Seagate says?
And his Hebrew name is Yudah.
Even, see, you see, Yitzchak was bringing out to Hashem that even he's a child of God.
Who's worse for you, Avshalom or Epstein?
I don't know the whole story. I know he did not nice things. I don't have the whole story. I don't know. Sounds like a bad guy.
I don't think anyone has the
he's still
story.
Alive. He killed himself.
He was killed. I don't
he
know.
He was killed or he killed himself?
They said they're releasing it now.
No, what? Officially.
They're releasing everything now.
Yeah, that's what they say. But
officially, he committed.
He probably did.
Yo, if they put him in.
He knew a lot of information on a lot of people.
Whatever, saw there, 1 minute missing. They wouldn't let him commit suicide. He was on suicide watch.
What?
They say the Clintons.
Officially, he killed himself. Did he actually? Probably not.
Who was president when he was in jail?
Who was president? I think Obama.
But the Clintons were famous like for being there a lot.
Rebbe, you have me more confused than earlier about the Rashi Yaakov Hashem. If we're relating him to our own life,
fail. Trump was.
If we're relating him to our own life,
not when he died, when he was in jail. Trump.
Oh, and we're two. All and we're Trump, all Biden, Obama, more leaning towards Israel.
When did
we're living in this world.
It was Trump, by the way.
Yeah.
Then.
2019. You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.